Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, for years, we've talked how we are so much more than we think, sometimes even imagine. It seems we are biochemical, electrical, spiritual, even multidimensional beings. But how do we connect those dots? Well, we'll talk to Stephen Lindstedt, author of Scalar Heart Connection, to find out how we can tune into the design of our universe with our hearts. That's right, literally tune in. Today we learn things about our bodies most of us never imagined. Now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Yes, we're more than a radio show, folks, but we're a movement in consciousness, and our mission is to help change the world one listener at a time. That's from the inside out, and that listener is you.
Well, our first guest, Stephen Lindstedt, is the founder of the Scalar Heart Connection, and he is the co-author of The Heart of Health, The Principles of Physical Health and Vitality, and author of Scalar Heart Connection. This is a book that we felt a real vibe when it came in, and so we had to read it, and then we had to get Stephen on the show, but we had an experience, which maybe we'll get to touch on. We've actually experienced, both of us, his method. But let's just welcome him to the show and find out what this is all about. Stephen, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited to be with you this morning. Happy Earth Day.
Yes,
thank
happy
you.
Earth Day to you.
Yeah.
And, folks, we want you to, remember that it is Earth Day, so we're being kind to the Earth and kind to animals, which we should every day. Well, let's get to the Scalar Heart Connection, Stephen. We had, both of us, an amazing experience that, we'll talk about a little bit later. But what is the Scalar Heart Connection? What is this all about?
Well, Scalar Heart Connection utilizes the heart's innate knowing that the heart, from a Sufi tradition, for example, and even from a biblical standpoint, the heart is viewed as the portal between the seen world and the unseen world. And what that means to me is that the vibration of the human heart, which on average beats 72 times per minute, that is connected to the very fabric of space-time itself. If I could, just for an example, the heart beating 72 times per minute, that means in an hour the heart has already vibrated 4,320 times. And the number 4320, or 432 times 432, is equal to the speed of light. And the speed of light divided by the heart, or 7.2, is what the Mayans refer to as the grand cycle of time. So when you look at the heart from that perspective, it's hard not to notice that it is connected to the very fabric of space-time, and from that standpoint, the consciousness of that unlimited intelligence.
Hey, that was the thing, one of the things that's so fascinating, and I love how you run it down in the book, and it's, sometimes people think it's very complicated, but when you start to see the various mathematical ratios and the geometric shapes that represent them, and, all these ideas of sacred geometry start to come back, and you see things like what you just said, there is a real relationship to everything. And, Stephen, a lot of us relate to those kinds of things. We used to call them vibes and frequencies, et cetera, but we relate through tones and music. And I was thinking back when I first started reading your book, remember they referred to things like the music of the spheres. Is this the kind of thing they were talking about?
I believe so. I look at frequencies, vibrations, or they're basically musical notes that are associated with the emotional centers. From ancient wisdom, they are referred to as the chakras, but current researchers like Candace Pert have shown that these chakras are connected to neurotransmitter and neuronal complexes that really encompass our emotional being. And the heart contains all of, it has its own mini brain. So it's really picking up the vibration of all of our emotional centers. And you can look at that geometrically, but more importantly, Scalar Heart Connection is about how can we tap into these emotional feelings and conflicts that we've been holding on to for years. And I believe that those emotional conflicts, they resurface and they act out in our everyday lives.
Well, you equate happiness as an equation and aligning ourselves with the heartbeat of the universe. Does that mean that we're aligning ourselves with happiness?
Yes, I think that when we align ourselves with heart consciousness, then every moment we are tapped into that infinite intelligence that the heart is innately connected to. And people, researchers at the Institute of Heart Math have shown that more information flows from the heart to the brain than the other way around. Mm-hmm. And I believe that what is happening is that information flows from the heart to the brain, and then our brain almost hijacks that information and taps into its own belief system, our conditioned beliefs and responses from childhood conditioning, societal conditioning. And the brain doesn't check back in with the heart in terms of, well, how should I respond to this, to one circumstance or another? And then we go into a response that is not aligned with universal consciousness. And I think that's when we get into problems. That's when we step out of that frequency and that vibration of joy and happiness.
And I have to say, Stephen, that, I'll let Rob speak for himself, but we both did a separate session with you, and thank you again for being so kind to offer that to us so we could have this experience. And I have to tell you that it shifted my level of happiness. That's the one thing I noticed that was so significant after that, is that there was more spring in my step, and there was a higher sense of well-being, but I felt happier. Even with a lot of things that are going on in my life, I still was able to carry that vibration. And that's the one significant thing that happened for me. I don't know.
Well, I would say my response to it was, and it wasn't a thinking response, I turned to Brenda a while after, and I said, wow, I just feel supported. There's this feeling of well-being that I hadn't recognized before. And I think in the midst of this, Stephen, you know, what you just said was very important, and I want people to understand this. If I get what you say in your book, I mean, basically our problem is that we've been working on the wrong model. You know, we've been trying to use this, our mind brain, you know, versus our heart as the lead.
Yeah.
Would that be correct?
That is right on. Couldn't have said it better.
Well, you know, and so that leads us, you know, down some wrong assumptions. I mean, essentially, as a lot of people might say in different disciplines, we're out of alignment with what is. And so we're not really, you know, reaching our full potential or being who we really are. Does that make sense?
Yes, and we are at a time where consciousness is starting to open up. People are becoming more and more aware. And as we become more and more aware, what we notice first off is that we don't feel in alignment with what is, and we see our disconnect. And the way the condition of the planet, I believe we're living on a planet that's in crisis, and our economic structures and our political structures are all being challenged because they, from a large part, come from that old model, that old mind-brain model.
And on Earth Day, we could mention our planetary structures themselves. I mean,
yeah,
the actual physical structures of the planet are in trouble.
Right. And I mean the whole environmental, the whole vibration of the planet. And I believe that the heartbeat of Earth is calling the hearts of human beings to come together and to tap into their own heart. But we have to tap into our own heart before we can tap into the heart of others. And until we do that collectively, we can't really connect to the heart of the Earth. it's vitally important that whatever work we do, I mean, scalar heart connection is just one tool, one model, and there are many, many others, but whatever we do, we have to realign ourselves with the earth.
Yes, it makes huge difference. It's so perfect that we're talking to you here today, Stephen, on this Earth Day. And folks, I want to give you the website for Stephen. It's Scalar, and it's scalarheartconnection.com, scalarheartconnection.com. And when we come back from this break that we're coming upon, we've got a lot more to ask Stephen about his wonderful way that he's learned to work with the heart. I'm Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears, and we're listening to Conscious Talk Radio. And Stephen, I just wanted to ask, in a simplistic way, can we compare ourselves to a radio in which we receive a certain frequency on, you know, of energy, or, you know, do we have to, and we match that frequency? Is that what we really do, or can we tune into our own frequency?
I think we tune into the frequency of, I would say, universal consciousness. It is a vibration, and it is our emotions, our unresolved emotions, those inner emotional conflicts that create a dissonance that causes us to go out of phase with that natural rhythm. And you could say then that scalar heart connection is helping us to identify those inner conflicts that we have often repressed, so we're not even conscious of them. But yet we act out in not always the most positive ways, without realizing what is the motivation behind it. And so when we can tap into, using the heart's innate wisdom, what is that negative vibration that I'm carrying with me, then we have the opportunity to shift that vibration into something that is positive and life-enhancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's what people are starting to get is that the reality that we've all been operating in has come from these long habited patterns, and you might even say frequencies, that we hold in our bodies, and we think that's reality, but the universe is something different, and universal consciousness is something different. So this, you might call it, or maybe I call it, I don't know what you call it, but I call it an attunement process of some sort, like tuning our instrument.
Exactly. You know, it was Thich Nhat Hanh that said that, for example, if we want to end war in the world, we have to end the war in our own heart. And that would be one way of saying that whatever we're resonating with, whatever thought patterns we're vibrating with internally, that those very vibrations manifest externally. So our external world is just a reflection of what's going on in our own heart.
You write about as above, so below, Stephen. What about as above, so below? Is this another way of saying that it is beneficiary to be in alignment with the universe?
I think what I'm saying is that this universal intelligence, this universal vibration, the source of the vibration, is a very pure vibration of love, if you will. And that would be the above part. And the above part is how we operate from mind-brain consciousness and reaction, instead of living in harmony with that vibration. And so our below part is the part that it's almost like all of our life experiences, all of our discomforts are really just bringing us back into alignment with the vibration of the universe. So our challenges and our obstacles are actually blessings in disguise if we treat them that way and we look at them and we're willing to open ourselves to the lessons that they're teaching us. But then we need the tools to do that, and with that, we need to take the action to actually change the vibration. That's
right.
That's a critical piece.
Well, the fact, Stephen, that you just said that we need the tools to deal with them the tools are available, but we don't necessarily reach for those tools on our own or recognize those tools. Is that the problem with what's going on? Is that enough of us aren't reaching for the tools and actually bringing those tools in our lives so that we can get through this?
Unfortunately, yes. It seems that Carl Jung used to talk about how change doesn't really necessarily occur until our problems become large enough that we are motivated to change. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes we have to go right to the brink of things before we say, hey, we need to change. And if you look at where we are in our current situation with the Earth and the crisis, the planetary crisis that I talked about earlier, we have really taken ourselves right up to the edge almost of extinction before human beings have said, oh, perhaps we need to change the way we are relating to our planet and to each other.
Yeah, but, you know, it's what's so fascinating about what you said is I believe there's still millions of people out there that don't even think we're at the brink. So what's it going to take for people to be at the brink?
It's going to take what you said at the beginning of your show, that you are helping people connect with consciousness one person at a time. Mm-hmm. And I see Scalar Heart Connection as helping people connect with their own heart and with the heart of each other and the planet, one heart at a time. And mm-hmm. there just reaches a critical mass where so many people now are waking up to that idea, and they are doing things about it, that their vibration is what's going to affect everybody. So it's really incumbent upon us to do the work.
You know, I had one of those connect the dot moments when reading your book and thinking about, you know, what's been in kind of popular out there, talking about the law of attraction, and there's been a lot of misunderstanding. But one of the things I got, Stephen, was that, okay, if there is this as above, if there is some frequency of universal consciousness, and we are these receivers down here, that when we get an attunement with that, then we're going to attract that.
Yeah.
Is that an accurate, sort of very simplistic summation of some of your work?
That is very accurate, that we attract what we resonate with. And when we resonate with the harmony of universal consciousness, then our external world has to change. It has to come into alignment with what we are feeling in our own heart.
Well, you know, I just have to ask this, Stephen, because so many people live in the past, and they talk about the past a lot, and usually when you hear people talk about the past, I don't normally hear people talk, and when I used to do it, and it was really a bad habit, I didn't necessarily talk about the great things in my past, but we talk about the tragedies. When we're doing that, and we've heard the saying that we're living the past in the present, are we actually calling forth that vibration as well and still living in that past vibration?
Exactly. It's living in that vibration of the past and all of the conflicts from the past. It's we don't bring forward all the beauty and all the gifts from the past. We're always bringing forward all of the unresolved issues, our hurts, our pains, our resentments, our angers, and those are the things that we then manifest in our relationships, in our careers, in our creative endeavors, and we get to a point where they become so intolerable that hopefully we will seek to explore that. And Scalar Heart Connection is just one tool that allows us to look at that behavior that's coming from our past and asking the question, what is it about that past that you have not resolved? And what do we need to do so that we can move forward, we can resolve that and move forward and not be any longer caught in the past, but be in the present, be in that the vibration of that universal love.
The cool thing about having a session for me was that what you got was you worked with the intuition, the knowledge of the heart, mm-hmm. and going through a process of where you would ask questions and we would respond with the numbers that we called forth, you know, whatever came forth to us, you would come up with an actual tone that you played. So was that tone, that frequency of, our connection to the universe? I mean, I never quite got that explanation, but it felt great.
Yes, that is all. That's basically how this word came about. It came from the book by Dr. Horowitz, the Bible Code. Mm-hmm. And in there, he talks about Dr. Paleo, who discovered these frequencies, these notes that he claims are from the Safaggio scale that was the basis of the hymn to St. John the Baptist. And I don't know how authentic all that is, but what I do know is that when I looked at the numbers themselves, I found that treating them as notes, I found that in their harmonics were relating in ways that I'd never seen a musical scale do. And I found that in our harmonics, if you treat the notes as wavelengths, they created triangles. And so I got my compass and my protractor out, and I drew those triangles, and I realized that those triangular shapes made up the flower of life, the Metatron's cube, or the twin tetrahedrons.
And that's what you go through and demonstrate in the book in such an easy way to understand, folks. You're going to want to get it. It's Scalar Heart Connection, and the website is scalarheartconnection.com. That's S-C-A-L-A-R, heartconnection.com.
And we're working on bringing Stephen to Seattle to demonstrate and teach us, so we're going to keep you posted on that. Thank you, Stephen, so much for
Great.
Being with us.
Thank you very much.
And folks, we'll be right back.